That was great. It was short, really short.
Just taking into account, I mean, last year must have been kind of a bittersweet year for you. You make your first Pro Bowl, but when you look at the way things ended, and I mean, what was this offseason like, having to listen to all that criticism that the offensive line took in an otherwise stellar season?
Yeah, it was tough, but we know we didn't play up to our potential that game, and we didn't have our best game, and that had a lot to do with why we lost.
Good. I was going to say, just getting back, have you heard a lot of that criticism, or do you kind of tone that out?
I tone it out. I don't really pay attention too much, but all my friends and family, they call all pissed off, and they're like, what? You guys played good for the most part, but, you know, it's part of the game. It's the biggest game of the year, and that's the game you want to play your best, and unfortunately, that didn't happen.
How do you guys as a line take that game? I mean, do you just try and throw it out, or do you take that to heart and try and, I mean, are you worried about what happened in that game?
No, not so much. We've watched the film, we've critiqued it, and we tried to learn from it, and we have a lot of pride in what we do, and we're just trying to get better now and learn from that game.
Is one possible antidote for that? I know the Giants were using a lot of their rush guys, you know, basically on first down, second down. Is one possible antidote for that just to, you know, run the ball and push them around? I know that's part of your game. You like to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, you get into the groove of the game, and throwing the ball was working, and you know, they got a lot of good rush guys. They had Strahan, Tuck, who's the other guy, OC, and they played great that day. The first game, they didn't give us that much trouble in that game. I could tell you from going against them, they played a lot better the second game than they did the first game. They played harder, and their moves were working that day.
Just in general, though, I mean, I've been told offensive linemen usually prefer to run block. You get to dish out a little punishment instead of taking it.
Yeah, we like to run block. It makes the game go faster. You get to wear them down, they get tired, they have to chase the ball, and we prefer to run it, but if the pass is working, we don't mind seeing those 60-yard plays to Moss. Scoring fast doesn't hurt.
So, going forward, is there any difficulty kind of have some guys missing on the line during camp?
A little bit, but not really. We have a pretty deep offensive line. I've got a lot of guys that have been here for a few years that know the system and are interchangeable, so we should be all right.
Feel good that at least on the left side, between you know, one side of you, Matt Light, the other side, Dan Copeland, you guys have now been together for now 4 years.
Yeah, it feels really good. Me and Matt, we're pretty in sync on what's going on, and same with me and Copeland. So it makes it nice knowing that I don't have to tell him what we're doing together every time, and he doesn't have to tell me. We pretty much know what's going on.
Are you a country music fan? Are you going to be able to catch any of the concerts tonight?
No, I'm not. I'll be too tired. I'll be sleeping. I think my wife's going, though. She's the lucky one.